Vicente Blasco Ibáñez, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Vicente Blasco Ibáñez was born in Valencia, Spain, on 29th of January 1867. At university, he studied law and graduated in 1888, but he never felt the urgency to practice. He was more interested in politics, journalism, literature, and women. Politically, he was a militant Republican partisan, and in his youth founded a newspaper, El Pueblo, The People. The newspaper was constantly taken to court, and through this he made many enemies. In one incident, he was shot and almost killed. In another, in 1896, Ibáñez was arrested and sentenced to several months in prison. Despite this colourful background, he found time to write. His first published work was La Araña Negra, The Black Spider, in 1892, a work that he later repudiated, although at the time it was a useful vehicle for him to express his anti-clerical views. In 1894, he published Arroz y Tartana, Airs and Graces, about a late 19th century widow in Valencia, trying to keep up appearances in order to marry off her daughters to good suitors. Ibáñez's next sequence of books studied rural life in the farmlands of Valencia, but this change of direction failed to gain much in the way of an audience. His writing now took to another direction, with its now familiar sensational and melodramatic themes in 1908, with Sangre y Arena, Blood and Sand, which follows the career of Juan Gallardo from his poor beginnings as a child in Seville to his rise and fame as a matador in Madrid. However, his greatest success was Los Cuatro Jinetes del Apocalipsis, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, in 1916, which tells a tangled tale of the French and German son-in-laws of an Argentinian landowner who find themselves fighting on opposite sides in the First World War. It was a literary and commercial sensation and became the best-selling book of 1919. It also propelled Rudolph Valentino to stardom in the 1921 film. His short stories are riveting pieces of intrigue, passion, and examined life as his flawed characters journey through exceptional narrative landscapes. But ironically, his fame in the English-speaking world came not as a writer, but as the stories behind some of Hollywood's greatest silent movies. Vicente Blasco Ibáñez died in Menton, France, on January the 28th, 1928, the day before his 61st birthday.
Compassion by Vicente Blasco Ibáñez. At 10 o'clock in the evening, Count de Sagreda walked into his club on the Boulevard des Capucines. There was a bustle among the servants to relieve him of his cane, his highly polished hat, and his costly fur coat, which, as it left his shoulders, revealed a shirt bosom of immaculate neatness, a gardenia in his lapel, and all the attire of black and white, dignified yet brilliant, that belongs to a gentleman who has just dined. The story of his ruin was known by every member of the club. His fortune, which 15 years before had caused a certain commotion in Paris, having been ostentatiously cast to the four winds, was exhausted. The Count was now living on the remains of his opulence, like those shipwrecked seamen who live upon the debris of the vessel, postponing in anguish the arrival of the last hour. The very servants who danced attendance upon him like slaves in dress suits knew of his misfortune and discussed his shameful plight, but not even the slightest suggestion of insolence disturbed the colourless glance of their eyes, petrified by servitude. He was such a nobleman. He had scattered his money with such majesty. Besides, he was a genuine member of the nobility, a nobility that dated back for centuries, and whose musty odour inspired a certain ceremonious gravity in many of the citizens whose forebears had helped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?